You should try to do this kirtan alone with your brother. He will help you. No? Oh, his voice is so sweet and he never fears. If he will like, I will take him to India and I will engage in my service. Haribo, go. Can you cook for me? Cook? Oh, very good. My clothes. Give a glass of water. Oh, yes, it will do.
Namasistam manimapi. Sachi putramatra swarupam. Rupamatasya grajavuri purim maturim ghostavatim. Radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam. Prapto jasa pratitikripaya. Sri gurum tang natosmi. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhyaivacha patitanam pamanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandho Pate Gopesh Radhika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindaveshwari Vishwanukte Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhaktya Vihinaya Aparadha Lakshyai Chetvasya Kamadi Taranga Madhye Kripamai Tvam Saranam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charanar Vindam Brinde Namaste Charanar Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahaka Taraya Juhava Putreti Tanmetaya Tarvobhinedu Tam Sarvabhutaridayam Munimānatosmi, tavaivāsmi, tavaivāsmi, najivāmi tvaya vina, iti digyai radhe tvangnai māma charananti.
I am so happy that not only French devotees, but all over Europe, especially from England, so many devotees are here. I want to give thanks to Gopinath Prabhu, French Gopinath. I want to give so many thanks to this Prabhu, what name? Arashi, Arashi. Bindu Madhav Prabhu. To Sarvadarshi Prabhu. Vaikuntha Prabhu and all other devotees, especially to Jayantakirti Prabhu, also to what name? Rambijaya Prabhu, who insisted me to come. So I'm indebted to all that they have helped me in so marvelous preaching. Jayantakirti Prabhu is so expert in translating and he is qualified and senior and sincere Vaishnava. So, I am so much happy. I wanted that a gathering should be there of devotees. So, all the devotees have come here. And I think that they are all happy. And all inspired, as they were inspired in the time of Swamiji. They remind me Swamiji. So I prayed them, I requested them, this light, this flame should not be distinguished. It's remained. I told this Prabhu, Jantakrit Prabhu, and the Sannyasi Prabhu, Bhaktisar Prabhu, and all other, I have requested. And the Prabhu, Kutastha Prabhu, and also, who is the in management of festival of Rath Festival, I have requested them all. They will help. Sometimes it should be here, sometimes in South France, sometimes in North. Some kirtan should be gone, like at the time of Swamiji. And also, sometimes I will send any good Vaishnava. Sometimes Navdi Prabhu may come, sometimes Shyamrani will come, sometimes myself, Urukam Prabhu, or my brahmacharis will come. Sometimes I will also come. If he will tell me that I may come in next year also, but devotees will be like these or more than these. So I'm always happy to help them all. But this light should not be gone.
Extinguished.
This light should be Nagar Sankirtan and some Harikatha time to time. Especially on Ekadasi, you can assemble anywhere and this Prabhu or any Prabhu, they can give classes. Now I am coming to the subject that how we will do sadhana bhajan. Once a devotee came from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked that from where you are coming? He told that I am coming from Vrindavan. Oh, how is Rupa and Sanatan? How they are doing bhajan, sadhan? I am worried to hear them. This devotee told that, oh, they always weep, always chant name regularly, Sankhya-purvaka-nama-gan-nati-vih-kala-vasani-kritau, Nidrahar-vihara-kadi-vijitau, chatanta-dinau chajau, Radha-krishna-gunashmate-madhuri-mandena-sammohitau, Vande Rupsanatana Rajivasi. Oh, they were like a king, so much wealthy. They were the prime ministers of the king in Bengal. They left everything. They became like poor, like street beggar. They never take anything, no sleep in night. Sometimes 24 minutes, sometimes never. What they take? They take gram, you know?
Chickpeas.
Yes.
Chana.
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 Chickpeas.
Chana. Chickpeas. Fried?
Fried.
Roasted.
Roasted. Roasted. Roasted means?
On fire without oil. On fire.
On fire. Without ghee and without sugar or anything. Sometimes 1/4 of a chapati. Not, they don't use salt, sugar, nothing for taste. Always lamenting and repenting for, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Lalite, O Vishakhe, where you are always weeping and weeping. Sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Bhandirvan, sometimes near Bansi Vat, sometimes near Jamuna. no cloth. Only there is a very little piece of cloth, only to cover shame, nothing. They sleep one tree today, next day on another tree, passing any how. Life, sometimes it is so cold, then they can burn some leaves, dry leaves. And they can write books there. No lamp, nothing, no arrangement like this. You should switch on, everything is ready. Cooking room is ready. If another switch, bathroom and latrine will come. If you switch, bedroom will come. If it will, you do on switch next, then meeting hall will come. If you switch cigarettes and wines and everything can come at once. This has certainly were not at that time. Mosquitoes were everywhere. Serpents also, but some serpents became their friends. Deer becomes their friend. So they are living life like that. Sankhya purvaka nam gan natidhi. They do 1,008 dandat pranam, like ashtang pranam. To whom? Krishna ki jai, Radha ji ki jai, Nandagaon ki jai, Barsana ki jai. To Subal Siddham, Madhmangal from Dham, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham is to Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, to each. So more than that. And Sankhya Purvak name, not less than 1 lakh. They can do more. But always wrapped in prem. So sometimes not more than 2 or 3. But always remain. Always writing books like Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani. Brihat Bhagavatamrita and all comrades. Not begging anything, paisa or any wealth or reputation, nothing. Always honoring Vaishnavas, if they were junior to them, but yet honoring them. Mahaprabhu became so glad, so happy. Who were they? Sanatana, very intelligent boys in their boyhood. And they quickly came and they became Prime Minister and Private Secretary of Hussain Shah Bhasha. But when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every wealth and reputation and kingdom and all, everything left them. They became penniless. Rupa Goswami met first in Prayag. Rupa Goswami was going to Vrindavan by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan. They met there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially inspired everything, his whole heart, devotion, in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. He told that, I am sprinkling only one drop of devotion because Krishna is ocean of rush. I cannot keep like this. If a man will touch even a drop of this devotion, prem, his life will be successful. And thus he was teaching Rupa Goswami how to do bhajan. I will explain something. This is not only one world. There are lakhs and lakhs and crores of worlds in one whole of Karnabdishai Vishnu's hair hole. Understand?
Yes.
Four.
Yes.
So in whole body, in all holes, how many worlds? You cannot imagine. In these worlds, there are so many kinds of jeev. They are in various kinds. So many animals, so many birds, so many water.
Aquatics. Aquatics.
So many. In among them, human body, these souls which are in human body, very few. But among them, few are human body, human. Though they are in human body, two legs, mouth and this, but actually they are like animals. Because they live like animals, birds and all other creatures. It has been told in our Purans. Dharme nahina pasubhi samana. They are always engaged in eating, drinking, making merry, and stooling, and all these things. They are always engaged in making children, nothing else. Very busy. Dogs can quarrel from their nails, but these animals can make an atom or nitrogen bomb and they can spoil whole world. They are animals among animals. They cannot do anything help to change a bad person into good person. So all these are animals like. They are now discovering more things, how we can destroy whole world in a moment and control. So, among them, there are few numbers who believe in God. And among them, there are few persons who are actually doing anything to overcome birth and death. And to have a darshan of God. Among them, Narayan Parangmukh is very little, very rare. Huh? Among them, Krishna servants, devotees of Krishna, are very rare. They can't be counted on fingers. Among them, the one for Krishna Prem, are mostly so rare. And among them, they want to serve Srimati Radhika. Very rare. You can see, and crores, it may be one or half or one fourth. So for them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami something, and only that slok I will explain today. And you should try to hear that very carefully, and it will help you so much. It is the essence of all the teachings that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Siddha Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami has discovered and he has written. So I will explain only that. Nectar of instructions. Tannam rupa charita adi sukritananu krameena rasana manishini yojya tishthan vraje tadanugami jananuragi kalam aner ikhlam itti upadeshasana. That tannam rupa charita adi tan Krishna. O Krishna, Vrajan Nanandan Shyam Sundar. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत कृष्ण इज देश सो राधा कंट्री सुप्रीम नेम राधा कांत राधा रमन राधा नाथ राधा राष्ट्रीयारी राधा ऑल दिस नेम राधा रमन ऑल बी चैंटिंग दिस नेम विथ टीयर्स विथ हार्ट एंड रिमेम्बरिंग द पास्ट नेम पास्ट टाइम्स कनेक्टेड टू दैट नेम हाउ यू कैन कनेक्ट If you are not knowing these past times, you will have to know the past times. So these persons are, devotees are very rare knowing all these things. You will have to give ourselves, everything to them. You cannot purchase devotees like this by money, by fame, by giving anything, whole world in donation you can give. But a devotee is like this cannot be purchased. If they are only satisfied to see that he has given, she has given his heart, her heart, then they will be satisfied. So, give your heart, your mind, your head, your everything in their Lord's feet. So, these devotees are very rare. Those who are qualified in all established truth, and especially they are Rasik. So be in their guidance, but being in Vrindavan, not here and there. And if you cannot manage to be there in Vrindavan forever, then by mind and heart you'll have to be in Vrindavan, but you will have to be in Vrindavan. Here, you are here, but you are saying that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is sweetly flowing kalkal with kalkal sound. So many lotus flowers are in bosom there. Bees are humming. Cuckoos, birds are very sweetly singing. Peacocks are singing. Deers are going here and there, jumping. And Radha and Krishna in any grove, they are. And doing bhajan like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare. How? Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like anyone. Once, Narottam Thakur, when he was boy of 16, went to Loknath Das Goswami and told that I want to be initiated by you. He refused so many times. He began to clear his tools. Anyhow, he was satisfied and he told that you should sit here, I am initiating you and you will be always in my nearer in this Vrindavan. He gave a small hut on the bank of Jamuna. He was also chanting like Loknath Goswami. One day, in summer, hot, very hot season, a cultivator came there and he wanted some water. Oh boy, Babaji, little Babaji, I'm so thirsty, so give me water. At first he begged from Loknath Goswami, but he was not out.
External consciousness. In external.
So he could not reply anything. Then he came to this boy Babaji and told, oh boy Babaji, I'm so thirsty, you should give me water. Hearing this, he left his mala, kept his mala, bidding by, and he came outside and gave him one rope and one bucket. And by that, he took water and he was satisfied and he went away. Loknath Goswami was looking and licking this. and he called that Baba, Narottam Thakur. Oh, just go to your home. You are not qualified to be in Vrindavan with me. You cannot follow me. You are thinking that to give water is more essential and more highest thing than chanting Harinam. You have no belief in name. Name is himself Krishna, and when a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, that means he is serving Krishna and Radha, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. So you are not doing like so. So you are not qualified to be in Vrindavan and to chant name and remember the pastimes of Krishna. At once go. He was weeping and weeping, but he told that you should go. So you should know to chant is to serve Krishna. To serve Krishna is essential, or to give water to anyone is essential. For us, it is essential to give water because without water he can die. But he is not looking that not by chanting and not by serving a man can die by soul. So it is more essential. If we will give water at that time, giving up chanting, then it is offense in the name of
holy name.
And if you are chanting, he will have water any way, and he will be satisfied by chanting. Lakhs and lakhs thirsty person can be satisfied by Hari name, but generally, general person don't know all these things. Parikshit Maharaj did not take any water in 7 days. Never. No food, no grain, nothing. How? So you should believe that when you are chanting, you are serving Krishna. But don't if you are seeing that a devotee has come and he is hungry and he wants water, and you are seeing and thinking that, oh, he is thirsty, then you will have to be. So you should be like Loknath Goswami. He is qualified to be in Vrindavan. We are not. Because we are seeing that he is thirsty, he is in problem, he is in this problem, he is in this problem. Now a devotee, if a very beautiful lady of 16 will come, oh, I am helpless, I am orphan, my father and mother have died, there is none to look after me, I pray you that you should support me. Oh yes, no harm, you should come to me and you should serve me and I will support you and you should do bhajan. Then what will be done? They will go both to hell. This is not the practice. So we should follow that. Any good guidance, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or any Goswami, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnava Thakur, in them guidance, and being anywhere in this world, if you are qualified to go in Vrindavan, be in Vrindavan, or if you are not qualified, if you have so many desires, don't go to Vrindavan. Only go and see and then return. And if you have no desire at all, only to serve Krishna, then you can be in Vrindavan. I know so many desires, then keep the desires here in Paris and you can go to Vrindavan. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, they will disturb and you can make so many offenses. Vrindavan is not a place to give birth to children. For this, nothing. Only for pure devotion. So in the guidance of Vaishnava like that, always chanting and remembering, chanting Krishna name, so high class of some name, always remembering the pastimes of Krishna. To chant always Hare Krishna. This is the essence of all the teaching. So you should try. If you cannot go to Vrindavan, you should be anywhere to your homes. And from here, at the time of chanting, you should see that I am in Vrindavan. And pray for Rupa Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu, that they should be merciful to me, that any day I should be qualified to go in Vrindavan and chant there. After this class and after this boys' drama, we will go all doing kirtan with 2, 3, 4 mridangs and kartal to the temple, and we will do pranam there, and if aarti will be going there, we will see, and then we will return.